Well, things are getting ever more interesting with the presidential race. The mud is starting to fly on the Democrat side. The candidates with the fewest voter friends are going to be washing their hair Tuesday night instead of getting an invite to the prom, by which we mean the debate. We almost feel bad for Mike Gravel.
And on the Republican side, McCain is trying to link Hillary Clinton to Woodstock. Mr. Huckabee rebranding himself as the comeback kid. And Ron Paul, he has a lot of money, and he's going to be on Leno. Back in the BPP Monday morning quarterback seat is Jim VandeHei, co-founder of Politico.com. And I think you are as good as Brady, as Tom Brady, in terms of being a quarterback, Jim, when it comes to politics.
I appreciate that.
I think he would rather.
Politico produces similar results.
He would rather a comparison, though, to Brett Favre. That's his man.
That's
yeah,
right.
Brady's a little too glamorous. You know, you got to.
Yeah, you know what?
Tyler over here, like Brett, you know?
You know when you get a supermodel pregnant and then you go out with another supermodel all in the same year and you play for the Patriots? That's glam.
That's yeah. Why we don't like him.
Oh, that's right.
So, Jim, there was this kind of much-anticipated smackdown that Barack Obama was supposed to deliver to Hillary. Did it happen? Has it happened? Did I miss it?
It's kind of like every smackdown we get from Barack Obama. I don't know. Maybe it kind of happened. He called the New York Times and said that he's going to deliver a smackdown and start to really draw clear lines between himself and Hillary Clinton. He certainly flirted pretty close to the line of saying that he does not think that she's being truthful when she's talking about her positions on Social Security, Iraq, Iran, and other issues. The problem for him is this. There aren't that big a differences between the Democratic candidates. I mean, there certainly is in their appearance and in sort of the way that they choose to use their oratory skills, but it's not substantively that much of a difference. I mean, they essentially all want to do diplomacy with Iran. They're essentially all opposed to the Iraq war and feel like we should get the heck out of there as quickly as possible. They'd like to spend more money on health care. So trying to find big differences, and that's what Barack Obama has to do right now. He has to show that, you know what, there is a big reason you should vote for me instead of Hillary Clinton, and that's what he's struggling with. And I anticipate that we'll see probably his most serious stab at that this week.
But he's got another little fire burning over in the corner. He is getting some criticism from various gay rights groups. He's saying he openly opposes gay marriage, and he invited a gospel singer named Donnie McClurkin. I don't know if people know about Donnie McClurkin. He claims that faith helped, quote, cure him of his homosexuality. And Barack Obama had invited him to a campaign event in South Carolina. Now, Obama's also going to face the MTV audience and the MySpace audience today, right? In one of those online events,
right.
And then it's going to air on TV tonight. He's going to get questions about this.
He'll get a lot of questions about that. And, you know, obviously a lot of gay rights activists are furious with Barack Obama for going on this tour and allowing this fella to be a big part of it. And Barack Obama's really struggled with his response. You know, at first he's, you know, I'm just going to keep doing this. And then he said, oh, I should probably have vetted this guy's background a little bit better before I wholly embraced him. And the problem for any Democrat is you cannot lose core parts of the Democratic constituency, particularly when you're not the front runner like Hillary Clinton right now. And to have yet another distraction at a time when he's trying to put the emphasis on Hillary Clinton and his and her flaws, it doesn't help his cause. That said, I think this is one of those issues that will likely blow over, and that he needs to somehow find a way to connect with Democratic voters and convince them that he is more desirable and more electable than she is. And the electable part, it's difficult for him to make that argument because of how effective the Clinton campaign has been in positioning her and all the polls that they can cite showing that she is often a stronger candidate head-to-head against most of these Republicans.
Well, over on the Republican side, a lot of them seem to be running against Hillary Clinton already. John McCain, working on his New Hampshire campaign, he's got a new ad that links Hillary Clinton to Woodstock. The ad has these images of hippies dancing in a tie-dyed crowd, and it's got McCain in a POW camp to prove he's not a hippie. Let's listen to some of that ad.
Okay.
A few days ago, Senator Clinton tried to spend $1 million on the Woodstock Concert Museum. Now, my friends, I wasn't there. I'm sure it was a cultural and pharmaceutical event. I was tied up at the time.
Oh, by the way, that's Rudy Giuliani laughing. The audio is of John McCain at a Republican debate in Florida. Is there any chance this could work? This Hillary Clinton as a hippie gambit.
Well, I don't think he's trying to make the point that Hillary Clinton took the brown acid at Woodstock. But I think the point is for him, he's trying to say that, listen, you know, while everyone else is engaged in silly spending and silliness in their youth, like, I was a war hero. I'm somebody who suffered for years in a hole fighting for this country, and that's what I will continue to do. I thought it was interesting. I thought he really did. That moment where this began was at the last Republican debate, where he really seized the moment to deliver that line. And literally, I think for the first time we've seen in either debate, there was a standing ovation from the audience that was participating in the debate. So they really saw this as a kind of McCain moment that you should try to memorialize in an ad and try to really take advantage of it. But his problem, I don't think, is that people don't see him as a war hero. I think most people know that about him and respect that. It's that most conservatives just don't like him. They don't think that he's authentically conservative. They feel like he was on the wrong side of the fight on campaign finance reform, and that he was too critical of Bush last time around, and basically has been a nuisance often to Republican leaders in Congress by trying to carve his own path. And he's not been able to overcome that. And I think the tipping point from him was when he backed that immigration deal that Republicans said would lead to amnesty for illegal immigrants. Conservatives were livid about that, and he has not been able to overcome that thus far.
Jim Vandehei from Politico.com. Thanks for the roundup, Jim.
Enjoy the week.
Thanks. Go Packers.